AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. On the eve of Super Tuesday, the State Department is releasing the last batch of emails from Hillary Clinton's private server.
3,800 additional pages from former Secretary Clinton's email account. Today's production will be our 14th and final production of former Secretary Clinton's email set. There are no upgrades to top secret in tonight's production.
State Department spokesman John Kirby says one sensitive email from the Clinton server involving an exchange on North Korea's nuclear program has been reclassified by the intelligence community.
Based on subsequent review, the intelligence community revised its earlier assessment and asked the State Department to upgrade a limited amount of information in this document to the secret level, not the top secret level.
A judge in New York City has ruled that the Justice Department can't force Apple to provide the FBI with access to a locked iPhone in a Brooklyn drug case.
This decision in Apple's favor in a New York court comes after a separate one in California that ordered the tech giant to create software to help the U.S. hack the iPhone of the San Bernardino shooter who killed 14 people in December. While the two cases are separate, the New York decision gives support to Apple's position in its fight in California. The tech company's filing to oppose that order is due by Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal lawsuit against Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant seeks to eliminate the nation's last state flag with the Confederate battle emblem. The suit asks a judge in Jackson to remove the flag and declare it unconstitutional. The suit argues that it is state-sanctioned hate speech that makes African Americans fear for their lives. This is AP Radio News. A bill that aims to fight opioid addiction has unanimously cleared a procedural hurdle in the Senate.
While there is bipartisan support to combat the growing scourge of heroin and opioid addiction, many Democrats like Patrick Leahy want $600 million in immediate funding.
We can't pretend that solving a problem as large as opioid addiction costs nothing.
Republicans like John Cornyn counter $400 million is already available.
Recklessly throwing money at a problem rather than carefully targeting it in a fiscally responsible way is simply unacceptable.
The measure is a key issue for vulnerable incumbent Republican senators in several states. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A woman says she saw a Raleigh, North Carolina police officer shoot a man six times early today. The police chief later said the dead man was wanted on a felony drug charge. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.